if you go out and completely change your life around one of these modalities, you may find that it ends up being almost like that rebound relationship that you're in for a period of time while you kind of recalibrate and work out what it is that you really want. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Life by Your Design podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Boyd. I'm a master hypnotist, human design reader, and I'm here to help you play with convention, tap into your purpose, and live life by your design. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast, lovely people. I hope that you're having a great week, great start to the day, whenever you're tuning in to listen to me. What I want to talk about on today's podcast is a particular phase in the career change process that I have not only observed in myself, but I observe it in clients and in a lot of people in the world around me. And this is the part of the phase where you want to move away from corporate professional, and there is a part of you that seems to think that you are now supposed to become one of the modalities that you have discovered and fallen in love with. And so my message for you today is that no, you are not meant to become a breathwork instructor, a yoga instructor, a meditation teacher, a Reiki practitioner, a kinesiologist, or whatever it is that you have discovered and personally connected with. Now, before we go any further, I want to be super clear. This is not a dig at these modalities. I think they're absolutely brilliant. And I personally have had some incredible breakthroughs and support from using them. That's not what this is about. But what I want to talk about on today's podcast is this specific phase that a lot of people, not necessarily everyone, but a really big proportion of us who go on this journey of wanting to really deconstruct what work looks like in our lives, where we want to swing all the way out into a place where we go through a period of time where we think that is the answer. So I want to talk about what's happening and give you a sense of where you are is absolutely right, but also give you an idea of how to kind of experience that journey and get the best out of that journey, but understanding that that is most likely not your final destination. Now, in having said that, there are some people who are meant to go on and bring these modalities to other people. People who will either bring this into some component of their work, sort of their kind of portfolio of different income streams, somebody who will make it their profession or will build a successful business with it. But the reality is that the majority of people who go off and train in these modalities with an initial view that this is their new thing do not go on to make money and actually have that as their source of income and their source of work. Once they've gone through the initial enthusiasm, they've tried to apply that somehow in the world, it ends up dropping back into a place where it is something that they do for themselves, or perhaps they share it on a very small scale with other people. And so let's talk about what is actually happening when we're at that point and we think, oh my God, I want to become a breathwork instructor, a yoga teacher. You insert whatever the modality is that is connecting with you. So let's have a look. What we have happening is that we're in our jobs and we're not enjoying them, and we're possibly quite overwhelmed and stressed. We're feeling a bit empty. We've kind of lost the excitement around it. And naturally, we look outside of ourselves for something to give us some relief, something to de-stress us, something to help us perhaps work through some of the discomfort and the patterns of behavior that are popping up, something to give us a little bit of pleasure, perhaps enhance our well-being. And so we discover some of these wonderful modalities. And these things absolutely give us that, right? Because a lot of them get us very much out of our heads and into our bodies and out of excessive thinking and into feeling, which is the stuff that gets really kind of switched off in today's work world. So it feels great. So we're like, wow, the modality is fantastic. It's having such a wonderful impact on me. And then what I want to do is I want to share this and take this to all the other people out there who have not yet discovered this wonderful modality. And I love it so much. I could see myself doing this and sharing this with people actually as a job. I mean, hands up if you are experiencing that with something that you're exploring at this moment. And so we get wrapped up in it and we think, oh, I want to do this thing. I want to share this thing. And what I will say at this stage is there's nothing actually wrong with that. And I'm not saying don't go ahead and do your yoga instructor training or do the training for any of these various modalities, sound healing, whatever it might be. That's not what I'm saying. Because one thing that I do strongly believe is that life is not about destinations, it's about the journey. And perhaps this is a wonderful part of your journey. If this particular modality brings you joy and pleasure, if you're interested in learning about it, it excites you, if it's giving you a level of well-being and it's giving you additional tools that you can have in your toolkit as you move forward through the rest of your life, hell yeah, go out and learn that modality. But recognize that it's probably not your career change. Because when we talk about this feeling of wanting to kind of escape our jobs, what happens is we almost want to swing the pendulum all the way in the other direction. Because often our jobs, the pendulum is swung very much in one direction, right? It's very much stress and overwhelm and busyness and I don't have any time and I'm in the office and I'm in front of a screen and I don't like this stuff. So if we can swing the pendulum all the way to the other side, it can be really, really appealing. And this is something that human beings do, right? We see this when we come out of long-term relationships. Some people want to really swing the pendulum and sleep around and date everyone and everything because it's the opposite to what they've been doing for a period of time. And there's nothing wrong with that, but eventually the pendulum actually needs to come and settle in the moment or in the present, in this place in the middle, which gives you that balance. And you'll see this if you go out and try to build the business around one of these things or completely change your life around one of these modalities. You may find, you might be one of the few that it's not the case, but you may find that it ends up being almost like that rebound relationship that you're in for a period of time while you kind of recalibrate and work out what it is that you really want. So for us, it's often the moving of this pendulum. And I can say that from my own personal experience, I went through this as well. And some of you who've listened to the podcast and you will have picked up parts of my story here and there. But when I decided to leave my career as a consultant, I planned to have a year off work. So I very strategically planned my freedom fund to allow me to have a year off work and still live in my apartment in Bondi and kind of sustain a level of lifestyle that wasn't going to feel too constricting. And I went off into that year and the first thing that kind of popped up was I want to become a meditation teacher because I had been meditating for a number of years at this point. And for me, it was hands down the thing that really, it had such a big impact on me. And I had some years where I struggled with my mental health quite severely. And or not that anybody on the outside was really aware of that, but it was the meditation and the practice that I had with myself that really saw me through some very dark times. So I was like, okay, I want to learn to become a meditation teacher because I want to deepen my practice, my understanding of meditation. And I want to share this with other people because surely there's other people out there suffering in the way I was and meditation would really help them. And so I did a meditation teacher training course, which I absolutely don't regret at all. It was great, but it's not become a core tenet of what I do. I have it in my pocket. If I've got clients that I'm working with who are looking to develop their meditation practice, and when I'm working with people on a mentoring level, then I can support them with that. But it's not the core of what I did. And at the same time, the other thing, which a lot of people don't know about my process, was that I'd created the Freedom Fund, which allowed me to not have to work for a year. But the intention wasn't that I wasn't going to work for a year. And I got to this stage where I thought, well, it would be useful just to have a little bit of money coming in. But I wanted something which I just didn't have to use my head for. I didn't want something that was stressful. I wanted something where I felt like I could go in, do a job, and then I could absolutely just switch off, go home, and not think about it until I went back in and did that job. So I'm here in Australia, for those of you who are not Australian, but we have something called responsible service of alcohol. And so I actually went out and did my RSA so that I was in a position to serve alcohol. And my vision at that time was that I would go and work in a cafe somewhere in Bondi, one of the ones that serves alcohol in the evening. That's why I got the RSA. And I do a few shifts just to kind of top up my money for the week, give me a little bit of structure, have me out and about while I worked out what was next. So I did my RSA. And I tell you, the reason why this is really fresh in my mind is because the emails are coming through at the moment, because this was 5 years ago. They're coming through saying your RSA is due to expire. Make sure you go and do it again. But I did this and then nobody would give me a job, because naturally, they all saw what I wasn't able to see at that point, which was this was not what I was supposed to be doing. And I was overqualified and I was probably going to get bored and it wasn't really the next step. But this is the pendulum, right? I'd come from such a stressful job that I just wanted to swing into something that I just didn't need to think about whatsoever. And I see this with a lot of clients, and I've seen this with a lot of friends who've also gone through this process of leaving their professional life. Is there's this period of time where you're like, just take me in completely the opposite direction. And so when your pendulum really swings over here into that, I don't want to work, I don't want to think, I just need a break, know that it's actually very normal. And that is part of the phase for you to work through. And if you are able to set your life up to allow yourself that bit of a break, then it's wonderful, but it's not the final destination. So some of the things that you're going to want in that period, i.e. I want a job where I just switch my brain off, or I want to become a breathwork instructor, realize that when the pendulum actually swings back into the middle, you're going to realize that isn't quite the right thing for you. For a number of reasons. One of them being that you possibly have a lifestyle at the moment and you want to maintain that lifestyle. And you will need to take something quite different than being a yoga instructor and use that and build a business if you want to maintain that lifestyle. And some people will do that and can do that. But if you just go out and start teaching yoga classes at your studio or running some from your home, you're probably not going to make the income that you want. And equally, what I also believe is that the impact, the bigger thing that you're here for, the potential that you actually have is so much greater than that modality. So this is where we find ourselves in a place where we start to get hooked on the thing that we've learned and that being what we are. And that's not what your next phase is about. So it could be that these modalities have a place in your world, but they really aren't the whole picture. And so our ability to lift ourselves out of that and think more broadly about the life that we really want to create and what we're here to do and how we can actually use our potential to create something brilliant for ourselves and for the people around us is the place for us to actually play in. And these modalities might well give you a nod to some of those components. It might give you an idea of actually how much time do I want to be spending with people versus sitting at a computer, or how much do I want to be, you know, doing work that involves my body, or what are things that I'm interested in? But know that it is not the whole of that picture. I see this a lot. So I've just taken on a wonderful mentor. I've just made a really big investment in myself for this next phase of my business. She was an ex-consultant. It's one of the things that's drawn me to her. And she went through a period where she went off and became a yoga instructor and she taught yoga for a bit. That was her pendulum swing, right? And then she realized, no, this is not me using all that's inside of me. There's so much more for me to create. And then she's moved into another place where she's now running a business and yoga is not part of that. So it is a normal part of the journey. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, yep, this is exactly the space that my thought process has been in at the moment, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your examples of this. But just know that it's right. Like, it's absolutely fine, but that is not your destination. So enjoy it. Indulge yourself in the various modalities. Indulge yourself in these things that interest you, make you feel good, relieve your stress, ground you. And perhaps there will be a place that you'll go on to share these with people in the future. I can think of one friend who works for a big broadcaster here in Australia, and she's done her yoga teacher training and some meditation training on the side. So she's going to be offering a little bit of that within her work environment. And this is the classic kind of manifesting generator thing. You've got your fingers in lots of different pots and lots of different things. So perhaps you have got one job over here, and then you're able to bring through some of these modalities. But unlikely that this is your final destination to be full-time doing this particular thing. I will say, though, the whole journey of watching your pendulum swing from one place to the other is also a really fun journey. It's a part of the recalibration that happens when you decide that you really want to shake up your life. And often we have to go experience something quite different to our current reality for us to begin to unpick what it is that we really want. So that's what I wanted to share with you today on the podcast. If you have found this useful, please like it, follow me, share it with somebody that who may be going through this stage, you may have even had these conversations with. And I will see you next week.